Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. Well, folks, tonight's episode is going to be a big one. The changing of the guard, basically. With Doobie coming in, Doobie Snacks going out. It has been trademarked, so for now on, I will basically just be Doobie. Now, being bipolar with Doobie is basically been stalled out, has been. Through therapy, I would call it breaking the fourth wall for me. With the conversation that we had, it basically made me realize quite a few things about as I was going through this in the beginning. You know, my mind was developing at 11, 12 years old, and I was starting to recognize differences in my behavior, but I didn't know how to deal with it and what to do. Now, the therapy, we were trying to go back and find out if there was anything my mind was suppressing to give me the night terrors I've been dealing with. So we did different kinds of conversation with different forms of music in the background because of the age, and a little bit there, realizing that at the time that I was developing was the same time that my mother and father got a divorce. Now, at that age, as I'm developing, I'm like going extra, you know, beyond because of my size. I started getting this 10-foot-tall bulletproof persona starting. So, you know, I thought, now my shit don't stink. Well, when my mother and father sat me down and basically told me what was going on, it was like something snapped in my thinking, because she and I, my therapist and I, both realized that that was a cornerstone in my foundation that I had no idea about. My father, at a very early age, passed the baton down to me. In other words, I was the man of the house and did not know how to be one. My father, I loved him to death. He worked so hard to give us a good life that he wasn't around. So I didn't know how to be the man of the house, how to be protective. I didn't know what those responsibilities were all about. You know, at the same time, I started going out walking the farm with my dog and my shotgun, going through trying to protect what's mine. Because, you know, what I knew about being a man was sitting watching John Wayne movies and watching, you know, all these TV programs, because I, you know, my dad wasn't around. My mom was either working or trying to keep us going. You know, and she had her own issues that were developing more and more. My mother, God rest her soul, was very narcissistic, okay? And that plays a huge part in my mother's side foundation. You know, I've got my dad's side, my mom's side. We were discussing my dad's, and the fact that he is my hero, he will always be my hero, but I was never taught how to be a man. And then all of a sudden, as my mind is going through the voices and the illusions and the temperamental rage and then the manic depression, everything was hitting me all in one shot, and I had no clue how to deal with it. And then all of a sudden, this trauma hits me with a divorce and basically becoming the man of the house. Didn't know what the hell I was doing, So I have a narcissistic mother who starts treating me badly because I look and sound just like my father. And that had to be torture for her, because this is a woman that had a lot of pride, and she was very self-aware of her surroundings, her bubble, okay, but didn't really understand or care what was going on in the outside world at the time. And people were pushing other people away in the family during this divorce. So the foundation of my father, when he left, giving me control of being the man of the house when I'm being dominated by the women. And so, you know, there was battles going on between my mother and I. And we really, really never got to reconcile those. Because I ran, I left. Either that, or I would get kicked out. Or I would, I don't know. It's just, it's a real hard thing to try and think through without any help or guidance, especially when I personally am alone, so I have no one to bounce any of this off of other than my therapist. You know, so with the podcasting, I try and give you guys the examples of what I have dealt with throughout me figuring all this out. I mean, I'm 51 years old now. I've been through so many different therapy sessions, projects, programs, medicine. Oh, Lord. I still say to this day that my head is halfway screwed up just because of the medications they put me on. I was like a guinea pig. Seroquel made me into a zombie to the point where I didn't even get out of bed to piss, okay? And my mind can't develop or focus with the medications such as Seroquel. But people have different reactions to different programs. And a lot of the medications you get comes with the program of, you have to draw blood. You have to, you know, see your doctor every 3 months at times, every month, if you have kidney issues, you know. And those are other things that a lot of us have to worry about. The advancement of the medications is, oh man, in the past 30 years, it has just been great. Okay. But I take medication for my schizophrenia, and it's a simple pill every day, and it goes along great with the CBD, THC. I do not take opioids. I will not take them. I have an addictive personality. I recognized that as soon as I went through the program in the prison at Washington State. Now, everybody, there's a lot of people out there who have listened to my last four seasons as Doobie Snacks, and they know these stories. But there's going to be a lot of new listeners going on. I'm working on structuring this better so I can get out more. And I want everyone to understand my transparency. My fourth wall came down last week, and it took me a good 4 or 5 days of soul searching to figure out how this cornerstone has developed me for who I am. So, I have many issues when it comes to being a parent, okay? I'm not good at it. I would rather them be my friend and talk to me and understand me than to be a parent. I would rather have the respect than the fear. And I'm not good at that kind of stuff. I've been told differently, but when my firstborn that I know of. When my son was born, I stayed around for a while, and I was very selfish at the time. I had no control or understanding of why my mind was developing the way it was. And I left. I got pushed out because his mother knew that I was not ready to be a parent. And God bless her. She deserves a lot of credit. You know, I mean, there might be animosity between her and I from the past, but I respect what she did when it came to my son. So, but me, in a personal level, I everybody who knew me knew that I wasn't ready to be a parent. So I ran, and I kept running, kept doing stupid things until I got busted. Washington State corrected me in a way that I will never be able to thank them enough. Their programs helped me develop my own way of developing my own program, basically. And out of all of it, I have come to the redemption part of, because I'm doing this. This is very selfish of me, this program. I need to help someone out there, okay? Just for my inner light to fill up. I truly believe that we all have that inner light and guidance and the experience, the wisdom, everything that you have gone through in your entire life, including foundation, cornerstone, the way you were brought up, your mind's developed, every single thing that you have gone through throughout your life gives you that inner light, that what people call, I would say, the inner soul, that chi, that spirit. Philosophy is one of my fun, loving things to discover more about, you know. And there are so many different great philosophers out there that have never gotten the actual, you know, there are religions out there that have philosophy in them and vice versa. But it's just the thought of developing on monotheism to... And the reason I bring up religion is because in everybody's thinking process, everybody develops through their family's religious beliefs. So it's also a part of you. Whether you actually develop a different belief system, you still have that core mother-father system in you. It's DNA. The further you want run away from it, the less you can control it. You know, my mother's side of the family was pretty messed up, okay? And I only get bits and pieces from different family members of what actually went on. And I've done pods about it. And it's crushing to me to know that something like this kept going on without people in the family actually wanting to do something about it. Okay, but with me, that fourth wall through therapy, I realized that my father and I still have some of those issues that I never got to figure out on my own. You know, I never realized to look in that direction. I always blamed one side when it's basically the combination of what I was going through, comma, what my mind was developing through all these chemicals being introduced in a big flood, hormonal, comma, going through an age in a time when technology was developing every 6 months, okay? So we had satellite TV. So in my case, the TV was my babysitter, teacher, best friend at the time. And I was given a satellite. So I had more broadened effect. I was Benny Hill, right? Monty Python. I got connected to the English BBC programming, where I loved the sense of humor, okay? I still watch today with Graham Norton, and, you know. But that was another cornerstone. A lot of people don't understand that either. And now, going through Facebook, I'm posting memes left and right of the 80s and the 90s that we grew up on, or I grew up on anyway, and I'm getting a lot of great responses from them. And people are remembering the good times that we had. It doesn't bring up the bad, and if it does, you're past it. Get over it. It's just a memory, right? But it's a wisdom. It's an experience. It's your mind, your soul developing, and everything that you grew up giving you a foundation is key to your mind's development. It's what drives you to go further. And when your mind, with mental health, which now I would say 8 out of 10 people have a mental health issue, and my belief in that is simple. We went through a very traumatic session with the coronavirus, okay? A lot of people took it very seriously, like they should have. And it opened up a whole new world as for communications, as is for, you know, delivery. I mean, damn, before corona, we had real bad delivery service. Now, I'll look it up on the internet, and I've got like 6 or 7 that can send me anything I want. And that developed through the corona because nobody wanted to get out. And a lot of people with mental health issues, that trauma actually triggered something that they didn't even know they had. There are a lot of shootings, killings, issues with mental health that have been coming out more and more and more because of that trauma. You know, it takes time for the mind to develop an exit strategy. And if anybody out there sees anybody they love and care do a 180 on attitude and is consistent, and you notice more dangerous things, more gives you that spidey tingle, man. All right? That is you with your experience with that person telling you there's something wrong. Okay, you need to figure out what it is, because it could easily develop into something more tragic. Okay, so recapping what I'm trying to say is my fourth wall with being bipolar, I basically figured out quite a few new things that I need to hold on the trigger. You know, it's a new trigger, it's a new mindset. And now I need to figure out, with more knowledge and more therapy, I need to talk to more people who know the old me so I can figure out if I'm actually going in the right direction for my mindset. Because if I'm going to go out here and be Doobie, if I'm going to go out here and give you guys experiences with the mental health and what I've developed and gone through and programs and all that, then you need to know everything about me. So I'm an open book. I broke the law. I have tried my best to redeem all the hearts that I have broken. And those that are toxic to me, I'm sorry, but I I can't have that right now. So throughout this and beyond, being bipolar with Doobie, I'm going to start developing more examples and more stories. We're going to go into more of the climate. It's huge, guys. The climate control is getting really off the charts. We need it badly, and there's got to be ways to develop, because the next couple of generations are going to suffer even worse. And we haven't even hit the hurricane season yet, and we've already got many developing. So it's going to be a bad one. Also, we're going to get into different music. Nita came out with her, wow, The Void, man, that album from beginning to end, Alpha Omega, is beautiful. Oh, it's like a roller coaster ride. I listened to it over and over in different situations, and it just pounded out great. We're going to get into more movies that I really get in. Like, on my Facebook page, I do a lot of posting of movies that I'm watching at the time, and there's like Monty Python, Conan the Barbarian, the classics, you know, and I'm going to get more into the killer bunnies that are developing more and more. I found some Facebook sites that are selling the shrooms, and I'm telling you, man, the Tibetan mob is combining the Nigerian pirates, you know, the web pirates, with, you know, the killer bunnies and their mushrooms. It's bad. And we'll get more into the Bigfoot theories as well in my story of my midget red-haired Bigfoot that I ran into in Washington State. But listen, guys, it all in all, it's a good thing, okay? Doobie is back, and we're going to get more and more out there, more and more dreams, more and more BS, I don't know, fantasies, music, and, you know, my madness. So, peace out, Doobie. Love y'all. Bye. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So, you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So, subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program, so stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program, so you can stop listening now. It's okay.